This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Can the biggest of U.S. cities revitalize itself after the pandemic? It is a slow process. Indoor dining at one-quarter seating capacity returns to New York at the end of this month. The great Metropolitan Museum there reopened the other day, again with limited capacity. The pace of New York's recovery from disaster has echoes with events of 19 years ago today, September 11th. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
In addition to the emotional trauma of 9/11, the terrorist attacks triggered an economic downturn. But the pandemic recession will probably look more like the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, according to Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin.
And that's because during the 2001 recession, it was very short and things bounced back very quickly. During 2008, it was actually the financial sectors in New York that were impacted and people lost their jobs.
Affecting the housing market, just like now. The pandemic has prompted many people to leave the city, pushing down rental prices for homes and commercial real estate. James Orr is a former vice president at the New York Fed and is currently at the City University of New York. He says New York's recovery now, just like after 9/11,
is going to be in part dependent on how the national economy recovers and how strong that is going forward.
And that broader economic recovery can't really get going until the pandemic is under control. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.